because it matters. Service excellence is the backbone of seamless building operation. In this episode, we dive into the world of field service, connectivity, and predictive maintenance. How do digital solutions enhance service efficiency? Why does preventive maintenance lead to lower costs and higher reliability? And what role does connectivity play in optimizing access solutions? These are the questions we explore with our guest, Tony Moewe. Let's explore the world of safe, secure, and seamless access solutions together with our host, Wilma Werner.
Welcome, everyone, to Because It Matters, the podcast where we open the doors to innovation, merge aesthetics with function, and security with elegance. On today's episode, we have a special setting because we are at the Domakaba office. That might mean that you might hear some background noises because there are people working here and we're actually disturbing them. But for a good reason, because on today's episode, we have a, may I say, very well-known name, Tony Moewe. Welcome and welcome back, of course. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Wilma.
Tony, we already know you. So for those of you who listen to the podcast already know your name, you are called the service guru. Why is that?
Yeah, I wonder why that is, Wilma, but it's probably because of my legacy at Domakaba and in service specifically at Domakaba. So I am with this company for nearly all my professional life, and I actually started at Domakaba as a service technician back in the days, moved on into service sales, and then finally became the global lead for service sales, and now I'm the business owner for global service. So I have quite some record, I would say, within Domakaba and within service.
So service is part of your DNA, I might say.
It is absolutely, yeah.
And what makes you the perfect fit for today's episode?
I think that is exactly this background, probably. So a lot of knowledge and experience in service. And today, of course, as a business owner, also a very, very good insight into what's going on in the world of service at Domakaba, and as well what the future will have for us.
And what is it that excites you about service? I mean, people might say, okay, I would never want to work in service, but you do and have been so for multiple years now. What is it that excites you about that?
I think everyone that works in service get caught, well, not immediately, but it's all about people and customer interaction. You know, the service focuses on customer interaction, basically, right? It's our customers, our clients. We are helping them through their operation phase. And that is some element. Service is often about help, about caring, about having this good interaction with customers. So I think once you're in that, yeah, you probably will love it as I do.
Yeah. And if to the listeners, I hope that our viewers, if you could see Tony right now, you can see that his eyes are shining and he's absolutely passionate about that topic. So you are an amidst person, you are an avid representative of Domakaba service. Please tell me, if I was a customer and I was in your hands, so to say, what is it that makes Domakaba service unique?
Yeah. So first of all, it's our people. Yeah. So we have long-lasting service colleagues working for us for, I think, nearly sometimes 20, 30, 10 years, so often over decades. So you will find a lot of professionalism and care for our customers specifically. And you, of course, you know, a manufacturer has all the knowledge that needs to be there to provide the right services for you. And we really help you through all the phases of your building lifecycle, yeah? Being it in specification already, which was done by our specifications department, of course. But then once you build your building, you know, you can have the installation and commissioning from Domakaba, and then you can get training from Domakaba. And then through the life cycle, we really help you with, yeah, different activities, maintaining your products, you know, prolonging the lifetime of them, repairing them if needed, you know.
If needed.
And that's hopefully rarely, because the product quality is, of course, good. Mm-hmm. But care is always good as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We always say prevention is better than cure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if that makes sense. So if you really want to have a long asset lifetime, you should invest a little in service because the payout will be that your products will live longer over the life cycle. And also what we know is total cost of ownership goes down with it because the replacement cycle starts later. And that's then already the step, you know, also there Dormakaba provides our customers with solutions when it comes to, you know, a building is renovated and now you want to have the best and newest access solutions, then Dormakaba can help to make that happen, of course.
You already mentioned multiple phases in that cycle. Mm-hmm. If you were to focus on one of the phases, what is your favorite one?
I'd say my favorite one is the operate phase.
Uh-huh. Why?
Yeah, because it's like it provides some consistency. And this is where customers, you know, they expect from us, and that for good reasons, good working, high quality solutions. So ideally, we see each other once in a while, yeah, take some care about the products. And then the customer is very happy and doesn't even, I mean, ideally, they recognize it from a design aspect. Mm. But other than that, it's just a system that works perfectly fine and that never gives you any trouble, more or less.
And you said that ideally, whatever money you put into the service is actually, it's not a cost, it's an invest. Because if you take that invest, it elongates the asset lifespan. That's what you said.
Yeah.
And for me as a customer, if I pretend to be a customer, I highly appreciate that about the service. So you thinking about my customer needs before I even know I had those needs.
Yeah. And I mean, this is according to studies. Yeah. I mean, we can see it in our own systems that this is the case. Yeah. But this is also, if you look at facility management studies, I mean, they basically all reference that this preventive service somehow makes good sense. And it's the same with your car, right? If you go to an oil change each and every 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, it will probably last longer than if you do an oil change after 100,000 kilometers, and it's probably not the best for the motor. And that's pretty much the same with many, many technical devices. So it really helps prolonging the lifetime. And also it helps to for the peace of mind, you know? I mean, a system that all of a sudden is not working anymore because maybe it wasn't taken care enough in the first place, and then breaks, always creates an immediate need to do something, which results in the question of a customer, okay, well, what do I do now? What is the problem actually? How can I help myself? Who do I need to call? And then for Dormakaba products, it's call Dormakaba, call the Dormakaba service, and we will help you in any case.
In order to prevent these disruptions, which are way more unpleasant than taking care of it in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay. I am interested to hear from you about feedback that you receive from your customers and how you learn from them, learn about their needs, and how you build on that to innovate. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to hear about that. I know there's a high demand for the connection between technology and service. How do you, the service representative, Dormakaba, use connectivity to fill customers' needs?
So I'd say connectivity is on a rise. And probably if we look at the different products that Dormakaba offers, we have everything from highly connected products already down to master key system, probably, yeah, where there is no connectivity, probably even need. But you have this whole range from highly connected lodging systems, access control systems. So everything that comes with the software typically is connected by default. And the one thing that we do there is that you see in the access control solutions, for example, there is a certain shift into, for example, cloud solutions. So how does it help the customer? Access control solutions always consist of access devices, something like a card reader that you know, and your credential that you put in front of the card reader that gives the authority to go through a door. But then there's also a software in behind. And what is typically for these softwares, and this is the same with your iPhone, for example, they get outdated after a certain time, right? So they need regular updates. That is what I want to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need regular updates. And why do they need it? They need it to stay safe and secure, because also hackers are, yeah, not sleeping. They are also advancing. So also therefore technology needs to advance. So here connectivity actually helps, specifically if we are in the cloud environment, it helps to deliver these updates very seamlessly to the customers, because as it's in the cloud, we can remotely update it. Yeah, you don't need even an intervention, which also helps for example, CO2 reduction, because nobody actually needs to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it helps enhancing the overall system security and functionality. So updates also help to create probably new functionalities within the system. So that is one element.
Uh-huh. That was one element.
That was one element. Uh-huh. And then if we go into, for example, automatic door systems, right, which is another
Where do I find these, for example?
Oh, automatic door systems you can find nearly everywhere. Yeah, if you are in hospitals, if you are in banks, if you are the entrance systems to hotels are very often automated. Or if we think about our security gates, for example, you find them in airports, right? If you walk through and then just scan your ticket, it's very often dormakaba solution that you actually walk through that then gives you this access to the airport. So that is what we consider access automation solutions, so automatic door systems in a sense. And they are today not highly connected yet, but we see it being on the move into connectivity. And also dormakaba, of course, goes into more and more connected products when it comes to automatic door systems. And how this helps is we talked about disruptions, right, in the normal process. So what is important for the customer usually, I mean, if we prevent it as good as we can, but you cannot prevent everything. Mm. So a stone on the floor guide, for example, at wintertime, you know, you have all these stones maybe that prevent you from slipping on the floor. And they sometimes come into the track rail, for example, of a sliding door. Yeah. So this is something you can hardly prevent by whatever good product. Yeah. So once something like this happens, what is to the customer most crucial? It is first, it's the time to detection. So when will I realize? So when I'm now, let's think about a retail store. I'm in a retail store. I'm the manager of a retail store. I'm taking care of my customers, my refilling the shelves, all of that stuff. Yeah. So when will I realize that the front door has an issue now and is not operating properly anymore because this small stone flew into this floor guide rail? So time to detection is very, very crucial here. And here, of course, connected systems help, right? They can send you immediate notifications that, oh, dear store manager, there's something to be taken care of because your system has a malfunction in this guide. And the next thing is, so the first thing is time to detection. Next thing is, what is the issue, right? So a customer now stands in front of the door and sees, okay, door's open. Okay, and it does not close anymore. So what is it? Is it the sensor? What is it actually that causes this?
Plus the people who are standing at that door are not the technician. So I wouldn't be an expert. I would just see the door is open, it doesn't close, don't know what to look for even.
Absolutely. And they somehow also cannot be, and it's not expected that they are the experts. But that is exactly where also connectivity now helps, right? Because we can tell with a connected solution what is the actual problem. So for example, in this case, an obstruction. So the door is obstructed and closing, and then we can do the third thing, and that is usually what customers are interested in. What can I do now? So I have time to detection, I identified what is the issue or got informed about what is the issue, and now I want to know, okay, how can I resolve it? And there are minor things where you can now guide a customer and say, look, we see over the system it's an obstruction. So please check, for example, typically, the floor guide, this rail system, check, probably there are stones in there. And that is some advice you can give the customer before they actually need to reach out to a service call, to our service department, to get someone on site. So that helps. And we also give, of course, the advice if there's nothing a customer can do, yeah? At this moment, let's say the sensor broke or something like this, then also with connectivity, you can give this guidance and say, hey, please call the dormakaba service or your service partner, in this case, and we will help you through this. But these three things are things you can really enhance with connectivity, but also comfort. Think about time-scheduled closing and opening of a door. Once it's connected, you can do this easily with the software, for example. Yeah, something where banks today, for example, have people driving from location to location to have this, you know, this self-usage area more or less, yeah, with the ATMs in it.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then in the nighttime, maybe at 12 p.m., you want to close. You want to close the thing so someone needs to drive around and actually close it. So it also helps in more comfort. It can give you analysis on the door behavior. It can give you analysis on the people flow. So there is a vast majority of things you can do once you make the products connected and transparent.
So what it gives me from a customer's perspective is transparency about what's actually happening right now with the doors. May they need maintenance in the near future? If something's wrong, what might be the problem and how can I solve it? Maybe even before I personally would notice it.
Absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
And ultimately, look, it can even save you costs. So think about this minor issue that we just discussed. And think about the possibility now. If we are able to tell the customer for those minor things, it can also be a pushed emergency button. There are many scenarios, more or less. If we can help them to solve it themselves, they don't need to call a technician that, of course, ultimately will have a certain price to come. So it can also cut costs for the customer. It helps the environment because every technician intervention that is prevented is not causing any CO2 because someone needs to go there. So remote capabilities can help in a lot of scenarios.
And is there a designated service product that you provide? If I want to be a customer, what do I have to ask for?
So we touched different product portfolios, but let's now stay for a second at the connectivity of automatic door products, right? So Domacaba now has introduced the Connector One, already the second generation of the Connector One. That is the IoT connector, more or less, to this device. And then on top of that, customers get a cloud application, which is EntryWorks Insight. So it's part of our EntryWorks ecosystem. So that's the whole story or the whole chain from planning to operation, more or less. So there is a software solution then that the customer can have quite conveniently as a cloud solution where you can see these kind of things and where you get the notifications and all of that. So these are actual products that you can have from Domacaba when you are in the automatics world. And then if you pair this with a typical maintenance contract, so then you have a really comprehensive package, right? You have the prevention is better than cure package of maintenance, more or less, yeah. Regular exchange of wear parts, because of course also our systems have certain wear parts in it. And then you have innovation part, the peace of mind part, the more comfort part with connectivity that adds up to this physical offering that is there. I don't want to switch too much, but maybe if you go into the cloud section of access control solutions, there you can have, for example, Matrix as a Service. You touched on that.
What does that mean? Can you take us through that?
So Matrix as a Service, I think I tried to explain it. So you have, the card readers and you have the software solution. Mm-hmm. And the software solution usually, historically, in the past, ran on servers that the customer had. Yeah, so it was on-premise more or less. And now the software, the customer does not need the infrastructure anymore. They still need the card readers, of course, the hardware. But for the software part, they don't need the server anymore. And they don't need to take care of the server as well. They don't need to take care of this IT infrastructure because this software is hosted and maintained in a cloud. So that is the advantage here.
Mm-hmm. So when you describe it, I always imagine what would that mean for me? And it seems like a pretty seamless experience being provided with the hardware solution, the software solution, having everything connected. You telling me that there's a problem before I even notice that there's a problem. That sounds like an exceptional level of service to me. I'd love to dive deeper into that with you. And I have the feeling that I have the perfect expert on this show, on this episode. When you think of an exceptional project that you've worked for with regards to Domacaba, can you share a project, an example that is outstanding from your point of view with regards to setting the standard in service?
So there are many good projects, I'd say. One that is very exceptional also when it comes to the terms of connectivity, in a sense, it is a large bank in Frankfurt. And what makes it very special is that this customer has a a variety of our systems, from access control solutions to automatic doors to security gates. So really a nice, because it's a big building, but there's also a lot of dormakaba products in there, which we of course love it, and it's cool to see the customer being happy with these products.
And I can imagine that if you mention a customer like that, it might be a fantastic playground to work at. It might also probably comes with challenges, doesn't it? What are the typical challenges with an assignment like that?
So for a customer with this size, and we talked about, it's a bank, so security is of course one of the highest concerns. So matching to the security demands, specifically when it comes to connectivity, that is something where we learn with the customer, basically. Yeah, learn from their demands on what does good look like in terms of their demands. So here, for example, it's of course not a cloud solution. Yeah, here it's an integration into their systems, more or less, because it needs to stay within their environment as a requirement, which is nice. Which led us into not thinking, but having a good application field where we can have not only cloud connectivity but also connectivity within the systems of the customer. And what makes it exceptional is that with this customer, we first discovered the topic of prediction. So actually having data analytics over our products, which predict failure. So you not only now see what happens, when did it happen, but the ultimate goal of predictive maintenance is to estimate the leftover time until something might cause a problem. And this can come from vibration you have on the system or from noise that is starting to getting more and more. So that was very, very exceptional in this sense, because of the scope of the products, the high customer demands in a sense, and then also this innovation in a sense of a customer that is super interested in this field of predicting, because uptime is just so important for them.
Yeah. You said you learn with the customer. What did you learn then from that project? First, you had I call it an advantage that you have the ability to forecast what might happen, what challenges might occur. How did that change your approach, and what did you learn from that project?
I think we are day-to-day learning from customers, because as we speak to them, you know, they tell us what they need, and if we are good and listening carefully, we can learn a lot from that. And one thing we learn is that customers are very different. Customers have different demands, different, as we call verticals. So banks may have different demands than retail, and I think it's quite clear that this is the case. But then the question is, what are the specific demands that this customer has, and what is solution that we can create out of that? And from this specific project, I'd say the topic of predictive maintenance was one of the key learnings in terms of how to do this. Is it possible to have an application that is doing this not only for this customer project, but then actually for a larger scale? So that, of course, helps. If you have a very innovative customer that is willing to go some extra mile with you, then that is super helpful and helps us learning in the process. Yeah.
So we might say that the more problems a customer throws at you, the happier you are, because that means the more you learn. Is that roughly right? Okay, let's put it that way. So I would be happy if I come across a problem that you are the one I talk to when it comes to finding a solution.
Let me phrase it like this, Wilma. I'm super happy if customers tell us what are their demands, what is their pain, maybe sometimes within their processes. Let's talk about this other example of connectivity. Mm-hmm. Talk about a petrol station provider in Down Under, it was. So they had the challenge of, you know, we have the stuff in the petrol station, and then the door is on exit only mode. Yeah, at nighttime, because you don't have this night counter, more or less, where you then do things, but it's on exit only. So, but it happens from time to time that the customer, but the staff inside needs to go out to check something. what happens is when they forget now the key, they are closed. They are locked out, basically. Yeah, so they cannot come in anymore. So by knowing this, we can say, okay, that's something with now, again, connectivity is solvable, right? We can enable you to remotely open this door, so to not have this poor employee now, I don't know,
standing outside in the freezing cold,
or you know, then also from the time of operation within this facility, of course, I mean, during that time, no one can pump gas probably, or at least not pay it, which is not good for the petrol station provider, I'd say. So yeah, so this is a bit, you know, customers that are sharing their demands, their stories with us, what really interests them. That is something where we can learn so much, yeah, and have a look if there is a solution. I'm not telling that there's always a solution, probably, yeah, for each and every demand, but the discussion around, you know, what are your pain points and maybe we can solve it together. That's really, really fruitful.
And you mentioned multiple industries now. You mentioned the bank, you had retail, you just mentioned the petrol station. Mm-hmm. I assume the petrol station does not create that much work. Mm-hmm. But what about retail and banks or finance in general? Very, very different industries. Mm-hmm. Do they create the same level of effort on your side? Or does it depend?
It depends a bit on the product cluster we are looking at. So if we are now stay with automatic door systems, then for sure banks, retail, airports are those where we have a quite large amount of automation, if that makes sense. Also in healthcare, for example. I mean, imagine a hospital always has automatic door systems. Care homes have, because of course you want to make it easy and seamless for the people to go through and move within the facility. So yeah, that is where we have quite large automation. And then also, of course, a large interaction with customers. And then if you look at access control systems, for example, that is typically something you want to have in an enterprise, right? You want for your corporate facility, manufacturing facility, or your office, you want to make sure that only people have access to it that are allowed to have access, so no one is going in there.
That would be my preference, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So there, it's like it different in a sense of the customer groups that we're talking with, or lodging systems, typically in hotels, of course, yeah, because it's about hotel locks and the management of access to the hotel room. So basically, so that is on cruise ships and on hotels, and then we have residential where you have, you know, access to your home then actually, and so on. So it is with a variety of products that dormakaba offers. We have sometimes the same customer verticals, but sometimes also you can quite good identify who are the main customers. And then, of course, it's also then the service offering that tailors to these customers, in a sense.
When I listen to you, what I learn is that you're absolutely into it. You love solving problems. You love finding solutions. You just said, maybe there's not always a solution, but you would love to find out. And if there's one, you're happy to find it. And look at pain points. That tells us a lot about your attitude towards the responsibility that you have with the job role that you have. I now wonder, I know that there's a shortage in skilled staff in multiple industries and in your industry as well. And I'd love to hear your perspective on that. If you are looking for someone who's skilled and who's a fantastic match with your team, with dormakaba in general, what is it that you would be looking for?
We are looking for, maybe we focus here on technical expertise. We have a lot of roles also in service that are in the back office, as important, because it's the customer interaction. You know, it's your first touch point if you call us. So you want to have someone that really cares, of course. But if we look at the field of technical workforce, yes, there is a shortage. And that is, I think that is no secret in technical skilled people, and the demography will, at least in many markets, will go further into this direction of having this scarcity around. So, I mean, first of all, we try to attract and convince as many people as possible, and we have huge and nice campaigns. You can apply. Wilma, if you're interested.
How do you do that? What are the efforts?
So we have so it's multiple ways, right? It's like social media campaigns, actually. So attracting people in the very first place there already. But what we found out is also the most efficient way, let's call it like this, is having a recommendation. So we have technicians out there and they have friends and colleagues. And what is very successful very often is exactly this connection. So someone, you know, me as your friend telling you it's a great place to work and you're catching some interest in it and would like to do it. So that is something that is very, you know, efficient, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. But of course, we are just also creating awareness about this topic. And I also must say, I would love to have more female technicians. We have quite a few. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have Amy as our star in Australia. We have a lot of marketing videos also with her, and we have some other examples and colleagues. But that is something I also want to emphasize. Yeah. Don't be shy in terms of going into a technical job, because it's like a fantastic opportunity to learn. It's a lot of fun. It is. You probably need a bit this problem solving approach. Yeah, you know, regardless where you come from. But I think this is two things that you might need. You need to like to solve things, and you need to care. You need to care about your customers, your colleagues, in a sense. I think then you have very good ingredients already, and if you have a technical background, that is of course a bit demanded in here. But there we offer, of course, then trainings, yeah, on the one hand, and also apprenticeships. So there are also roles where you can actually start as an apprentice. And you know, Wilma, I actually did.
I did
many years ago. I was an apprentice at Dormakaba and started to be in a technician and then progressed from that role into my current one. So what I can tell you, it gives you a good overview of the field, actually. So that's very valuable, I'd say.
And you just said that mouth-to-mouth recommendation is actually the most effective. And it's credible, because if a friend of mine tells me that's a great company and that's a fantastic team and the leader is a great dude, love working with him. What is it that you would love your staff to say about working here and working with you in your department?
Well, of course, I would love to hear that it's a great place to work, right? And that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. I feel Dormakaba is a great place to work. And also, if you look at the people, right, many of them have very long-lasting relationships with also the former companies, Dorma and Kaba, now not Dormakaba, and they feel associated with this brand. They can identify, and that's, for me, that was always an important thing. And I'm not sure if it's about me, but it's like I really like the product. So all the time I'm going through a retail, my first look is, you know, once I enter, I
Do
look at the
have?
Top. And that is, I think that is like many Dormakaba colleagues have exactly this look. So you will have a look on the brand of the manufacturer that sits, for example, in this retail. So you do it each and every time you walk through the door. So it can be quite exhausting. But it's that is how you do. And just from telling you that, I just want to express that the passion people have for the company is quite high, I'd say.
So does it follow you into your spare time as well? If you travel, for example, that when you enter buildings, public ones or non-public ones, that you check whether they have Dormakaba?
Yeah.
Access solutions?
I can tell you a little story. I'm doing motorcycling as a hobby, mm-hmm. more or less. So motorbike, and I went to France and then I entered a hotel. And in this hotel, got handed over the key card for the hotel room. And it said Dormakaba, and then something nice like, we are very happy to have you here, mm-hmm. and or something like this. But I was so proud to have this. Uh-huh. I took a photo of it.
Yeah.
And sent it. Like, it was my first touch point when I was in France. My first touch point to something I really recognized. You know, I just went over the border, checked in, and the first thing I get into my hands is the Dormakaba key card. And I was like, oh, that's great.
And did you feel like, I played a role in bringing this to this hotel. Did you?
Yeah, possibly not. I think there are a lot of sales guys
that
are doing this job. But no, I'm sharing the passion. And of course, you know, also for these lodging systems, you get a nice service contract, yeah, where you can then have, again, technical support, spare parts supply. So whatever you basically need for operate your hotel seamlessly.
I can imagine that solutions will become more and more digital. And before we dive into that, to wrap the staff potential future applicants question up,
yep.
What advice would you give to interested potential future applicants if they apply to Dormakaba?
I'm not sure if I really have an advice for applicants. I'd say...
What would you like to share?
I'd say probably have a look at the top once you go through. Have an open eye through Dormakaba solutions because they are nearly everywhere and you will recognize it once you do it. And probably this identification catches you as well. If I have one recommendation, and I mean that this is probably the same recommendation I would have to everyone starting something new, is be curious, be interested in learning, and yeah, sometimes also listening probably to the senior guys, in a sense, the senior techs, because they know stuff and you can learn a lot, of course, from this experience. And I like this synergy, you know. It's like with having sometimes, you know, kids, you teach kids something and then you hope they adopt it and they are curious and they are asking you questions and they are, you know, interested in that. So I would say be curious. And if you want to work at Dormakaba, have a look on what is out there. There's everything from apprentice applications up to senior techs. So it's a great place to work. So have a look.
You just touched sharing information with junior employees, and you just mentioned children. And I know that you are a father.
Yeah.
Do you provide technical expertise to your children already? Like, do they have some tech expertise already at their young age?
They are quite young. They are between 3 and 7, so a bit early. But my daughter is now in the second class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I really love to do math with her. So because mathematics is the foundation for so many things, as well as, of course, literature and so on and so forth. But that's something where I really like her to catch some interest in it, because I think that's often a foundation a bit for a lot of technical stuff, is a bit of mathematic. Other than that, you know, if we are at home, then, of course, we are doing sometimes some little projects and then they can help. And so that is, and they are always happy to do that. Of course, it takes me like double the time, but it's fun for everyone. So
that's the investment that you mentioned early on.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The investment. It will pay off later on. Plus, I like your effort. You just mentioned we need more female technicians.
Yeah.
I love the effort that you put, very, very long-term foreseeing of yours. Thank you very much. And looking into the future, being foreseeing, when we come back to the industry,
mm-hmm.
What would you say, what does the future of service at Dormakaba look like?
So I'd say it will for sure, and I mean, that's we touched that, it will become more digital, and also the serviceability of products, you know, so the ease of use, the ease of installation, the ease of repairing is something that is super crucial, because once you have this lack of skilled workforce, it's so important that you make the products even more easy than to... That makes sense, yeah, to somehow be able to cope with that. We will, you know, something like a mechanical defect, you can simply not resolve remotely. Yeah, so this stone and the floor guide,
yeah.
You need to pull it out, otherwise it will not, and there is no magic switch that
yeah.
you... So there will be service as it is today, and there will be a nice new layer on it. And again, we have it with access control solutions today already to a very high degree, but also for other systems, there will be more and more digitalization going into the products, enabling more digital service, remote services, in a sense, for the benefit of the customer, of course, but also for the benefit of the service organizations that need to cope with this workforce supply that is just there or not there in a sense. So I think that's super crucial. And we even see, you know, now something like door closers, you know, with the first connectivity solution. So if we talk again, I hope we talk sooner, but if we talk again in 10 years, you know, many of the things that we're talking about will be possibly than a common standard. Because if you think about smart buildings, for example, mm-hmm. yeah, that's a mega trend that will for sure persist. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine for it to stop. So therefore, for something being smart, it needs to be somehow part of a network, if that makes sense. Huh. Yeah. So it needs to be connected, in other words. Yeah. So this will change, and it will enable us to provide even more seamless, more convenient, faster, and ultimately more sustainable services in the future. Because again, everything that you can resolve remotely does not require someone to get in a car, get on a bike, get in a train or wherever to go somewhere. Yeah.
If there was one service product, something that you dream of, something that does not yet exist, mm. but you dream, I love for it to exist, what would it be?
It's probably not that it does not exist today. Solutions, so many solutions exist today. The question is it applicable already today? So I think, for example, virtual reality can be something that is quite helpful. Mm-hmm. So if you think about, you have something like VR goggles that help you with the installation process, for mm-hmm. example, right away. So you have your hands free, but you see the instructions, you know, on your eye, and then can just do it rather than looking it up in a manual or on the telephone if there's a video for it. So you have your hands free, and this enables you to be more efficient and guides you through step by step. Yeah, this is what you need to do. Mm-hmm. That would be fantastic to have in future.
That reminds me of Jarvis from Iron Man. Are you familiar with the movies?
Probably not in this detail.
Okay, well, I think if you watch that movie, you would enjoy it. It's Jarvis, who's the kind of technical assistant, let's call him that way, technical assistant who gives all the information onto the display of the helmet. Mm-hmm. So Tony Stark can see everything yeah. that's going to happen.
But look, I mean, that is exactly how things work, right? So we first describe them in movies, right? And then at a certain time, they become reality. Look at electronic cars. They look like in the movies 20 years ago.
Star Trek basically was a prediction. Huh?
So we just need the imagination, and then over the time, it will become reality. So I would even say it's not only a wish. I'm quite confident that this will probably come along the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see if I'm then still in charge. But
do you think that there will be a DeLorean that you can time travel with?
I'm not sure.
Okay, not sure. There's a new DeLorean on the market. Did you hear about that?
No.
Okay.
Well,
looks
you can
fancy.
Buy it?
Yes, you can. 175K. I looked it up. Mm-hmm. Wings doors, by
so
the
you,
way.
And so you thought about having it pre-ordered then too?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
But talking about future, you might look that up. I think you would enjoy that.
I mean, that's a cool car. Maybe it's a technician van, maybe has not enough space then, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe not for three children. Yeah, that might be a bit too...
True.
Too little space for you in that
true,
case.
True.
And you remember from last episode, I love wrapping episodes up with hypothetical question. And I do remember your answers from last time. Maybe you remember, maybe you don't. So maybe you have a new answer. If there is a building that you would love to provide with Domacaba solutions and services, it can be an ancient one and it can be a contemporary one. What would it be? What is your answer today?
I can tell you from one that we actually were part of, which was the highest building in the world, the Burj Khalifa, if mm-hmm. I remember right. So, and I was at that time actually, I was fortunate with the beginning of 20, I was in Dubai working on a project for Domacaba. It was not this one; it was the metro. But at that time, also the Burj Khalifa was built, and Domacaba delivered many many revolving doors into it because, of course, you have a lot of topics with wind when you go into this altitude.
I can imagine.
So you want the facade to be closed more or less all the time. And that's what revolving doors can provide better than, for example, a sliding door.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of revolving doors delivered into this building. And it's like always when I see this iconic building, you know, the shape of it, you know, with these memories of being there, I always think about revolving doors. So my association is revolving doors with this building.
I was just thinking of a movie. It was one of the Fast and Furious movies that played in Dubai. Did you watch it?
Probably not.
Okay. The buildings are pretty visible. So I'd love to hear your impressions if you see that. I was there during the building phase.
Very good. Yeah, I need to watch it.
Yeah, obviously there are multiple movies that you still have to watch. I can give you a list.
I think you should do that because I'm a bit not ahead of this topic.
So Tony, I will definitely provide you with the list of movies to watch, and I think you're going to enjoy them. And for the listeners, we will also provide a list for you in the show notes. So every product of dormakaba that was mentioned in today's episode, you can find in the show notes. I thank you very much for sharing your insights, your energy, your attitude, and your opinion on everything evolving around the service of dormakaba. Thank you very much for being my guest.
Thank you, Wilma. It was great talking to you.
Thank you. Great. And thank you, everyone, for sharing your time with us on this episode. Have a fantastic day and see you soon.
That was Because It Matters, a dormakaba podcast. New episodes every month wherever you can listen to a podcast and on dormakaba.com.